Turkey is flexing its muscle as a regional power. First, it intervened in Syria. And today, the Turkish parliament approved a plan to send troops to Libya, across the Mediterranean, to North Africa. Libya is in the midst of a complex civil war. The Turkish troops are being sent to support the government in Tripoli. The government there controls the capital, but not much else. It is a dramatic move, but is part of a pattern by Turkey to reach out more broadly to many parts of Africa. Ambassador David Shin is America's former top envoy to Ethiopia and Burkina Faso. He now teaches international relations at George Washington University. First of all, Libya. Why does Turkey care about Libya?
I think it's more historical than anything else. The fact that Libya was once part of the Ottoman Empire. I think Libya is sort of going through a neo-Ottoman phase that sees a particular attachment to this part of the world. There may also be some interest in hydrocarbons in the wider region, and particularly in the case of Libya. There is an economic agreement between Turkey and Libya. This is with the Government of National Accord in Tripoli. President Erdogan of Turkey would like to be sure to implement that economic agreement. And should the Government of National Accord fall, then that agreement will come to nothing.
So what is in it for the Libyans if it sounds like hydrocarbons are in the back of Erdogan's mind?
I think the Government of National Accord is reaching out to whatever support it can get. And there aren't that many countries that are providing tangible support and particularly military support. So I think it's really a question of national survival for the government in Tripoli.
So you mentioned, Ambassador, the historic context for these Turkish troops going to Libya. I mean, Erdogan, he does like to invoke the memory of that once great Ottoman Empire. Do you think this is in some way an attempt to start rebuilding that empire or at least create the optics of one?
Well, it would be a question of rebuilding the optics of it. I don't think there's any thought of re-establishing the Ottoman Empire with control over territory. But there is a desire to establish Turkish influence throughout the former Ottoman area, which covers, of course, all of North Africa and extends into parts of sub-Saharan Africa. As a result, you've seen a major effort by Erdogan to reestablish Turkish interests throughout all of Africa, including those parts that had nothing whatsoever to do with the Ottoman Empire. It varies enormously country by country. Turkey does have significant investments in countries like Ethiopia, Sudan, some of the North African countries. They're very engaged politically in Somalia, and Somalia is one of the countries that's gaining enormously by Turkey's engagement there.
And what does that mean? What are they actually doing in this relationship with Somalia?
Well, in addition to providing political support, they actually have a military facility in Mogadishu with a couple of hundred Turkish military personnel that train Somali National Army personnel. This is a major investment. Essentially, Turkey has sort of opened the door for Somalia. It's offering numerous scholarships to Somali nationals, and about half of all Turkish aid to Africa has gone to Somalia.
Wow.
So the impact in Somalia is enormous.
So establishing relationships is one thing, but actual boots on the ground? I mean, how unusual is it for Turkey to send troops overseas like they're doing in Libya?
I think it's very unusual. I think Turkey's going to learn that this may be a more difficult situation than simply training Somali National Army personnel in Mogadishu. I really wonder how this is going to play out.
Ambassador David Shin, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.